All right, let me move on here and get into the day's Right Side Way monologue. And I'll remind you guys, by the way, that attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee in Huntsville, attorney Stan McDonald is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about him in a minute. So here's my thoughts for the day. First of all, I predict that the left is not going to give up easily. They're not. They're still reeling from the election, but they will soon enough catch their breath, and then they will do all they can to shut down conservative views again. They'll do everything they can to find a way to push a progressive agenda. They'll tear down principles. They'll rewrite history. It's what they do. And when they do that, we're going to have some difficult situations as a nation, as a culture, and as believers. The left is not going to give up ground easily. I mean, they've had a veritable buffet of overindulgence in the last 4 years, and if you think that they're going to let their salacious appetites for wokeness be curbed or their rampant desire for control be curtailed, well, you're mistaken. We got to get ahead of the game. As conservatives, as Christians, we cannot let our guard down. And let me tell you, it will be easy to become angry. Don't do it. And it will be easy to become hateful. Don't do it. And it will be easy to be discouraged. Don't do it. But I'll tell you what else will be easy. In the face of an onslaught of liberal hatefulness, it'll become easier and easier to feel like things are just, you know, like too big for us to be able to do anything to make a difference. Don't do it. I mean, seriously, how many times have I come on the air and told you all that you are the resistance? I mean, if you can hear this right now, you are the resistance. You are the grassroots of America. You are the actual fabric of this country, the salt of the earth. And you need to know that no matter how little you may think of your own capabilities or your own difficulties, that you really can make a difference. So as I was thinking about putting those thoughts together for you today, I was reminded of a story. It's a true story. It's a true story about a guy who doubted his own ability to do anything meaningful. His life was too dark. His past was too awful. His sins were too great. And yet he did amazing things anyway. And the man's name is Sam Childers. Now, some of y'all may have heard of him. He's an international legend now. But if you're not familiar, let me tell you the story. You can look him up, and I encourage you to do so. This guy who was so dark and unable to see his way to the light, he became so well known that books and movies have been written about him. I mean, Sam Childers was born in 1963, and by the time he reached middle school, he had begun a years-long abuse of heavy drugs. He got his life straight enough to do a stint in the Marine Corps, but after his time in the service, he entered the world of outlaw biker gangs and specifically rode with a group called the Highwaymen, a gang with a long history of racketeering, murder for hire, assault, drug trafficking, theft. But despite his lifestyle, though, he still wound up getting married to a woman named Lynn, and she had her own issues. At one point, Childers went to prison. And when he got out, he found out that his wife had quit her job as a stripper because she had accepted Christ as her Savior. Now, he didn't know what to do with that. I mean, he's a biker gang guy. He just got out of prison. His wife's now a believer, and he immediately went back to the biker life. He filled up his life with crime and drugs, and one night while he was stoned on heroin, he almost killed a guy. And it was a moment that brought him to his knees, and he agreed to go to church with his wife, where he was radically saved. Okay, so now he's a Christian, but he was still rough as a cob. He was rough as a cob, but he was saved. But life wasn't easy. I mean, his lifestyle had consequences. But he got stable work as a contractor. He helped his best friend get sober. He saw stability for the first time in years. And in 1997, Sam Childers went on a mission trip to the continent of Africa. And he spent time in the war-torn Sudan. Now, in Sudan, he saw firsthand the brutality of a beastly warlord named Joseph Kony. If you're not familiar with him, look him up. It's like something out of a movie. In fact, movies have been made about him. This beastly warlord named Joseph Kony, who ran a massive insurgent criminal group called the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA. The LRA was branded a terrorist organization. They were horribly brutal. They were cult-like in their way of doing things. And because of Kony and the LRA, Sam Childers saw firsthand the number of people who were being maimed and brutalized. He saw children who would walk for miles to sleep near the orphanage where he was spending his time because it was safer than being in their villages where they would be kidnapped. And what he also saw were child soldiers. Children who had been kidnapped from their homes, made into slaves, brainwashed, and taught to kill. Children as young as 7 to 10 years old were called soldiers in Kony's LRA. So Sam Childers, he came home a changed man. Africa had a massive effect on him. And he felt led to do something. But what did he know? I mean, what could he do? Who was he to believe that he could do anything? I mean, look at his past. Look at his troubles. He was just getting to enjoy life, too. But he knew that he could not sit idle, and so he started an orphanage in South Sudan. He did. And he began to minister to those kids. And then more than once, Sam Childers took up arms, and he actually fought the LRA, who were in running gun battles, and rescued kids from being trafficked or turned into mindless child soldiers. He was strong, he was charismatic, but he wasn't perfect, and he even wrestled with his own faith sometimes. And he stretched the boundaries of what his family could even stand. And looking back now, he says he does have some regrets to this day about some of the ways he pursued his calling, but he's worked through those, and to this day, he still has hundreds of children in Sudan, Uganda, and Ethiopia who are in the care of his organization, which is called the Angels of East Africa. You look up Sam Childers. It's a story, man. Can you think about anybody who was less qualified to do something? And there are those, by the way, who questioned his methods. He was too rough, they said. He was too coarse, they said. And here's what he said in response. He asked somebody one time, he said, if a madman came in and abducted your child and I said to you, I can bring your child home, would it matter how I brought them home? And the answer was no. In 2011, the reason why I became familiar with Sam Childers, actor Gerard Butler starred in a movie called The Machine Gun Preacher. It was about the life of Sam Childers. Books and TV shows have been dedicated to his remarkable story, and in 2013, Sam Childers received the Mother Teresa Award for Social Justice. A former outlaw biker with a rap sheet as long as your arm now saves lost children by the score, and he's given an award that's named after Mother Teresa. Don't tell me you can't do something. Don't tell me that your life somehow disqualifies you from being effective. It's just not true. If Sam Childers can do things no one thought possible, if Sam Childers can make a difference in the lives of others, then I'd say anybody can. But still, maybe you've got this overwhelming sense of inadequacy that somehow you don't measure up. And I get that. I understand it. I even relate to it. But it's still not true. Keep in mind that the greatest names in history had their own moments. George Washington had times when he doubted he could ever win the war. Audie Murphy, he was told he was too small for the Army, and he went on to win the Medal of Honor. Football great Rocky Blyer, he suffered massive injuries in Vietnam, was told he would never play football again, but he came back and went on to become a four-time Super Bowl champion. In Scripture, even Moses, when he stood in front of the burning bush and he heard the voice of God calling him to lead his people out of Egypt, the first thing he said is, "Who am I that you would send me?" But Moses followed up also by telling God he wasn't even a good speaker, that his words would get tangled up. But in the end, look what Moses did, in spite of his initial feelings of not being qualified. We know where his strength came from, too. What I know is this. We are coming into a crucial year. 2025 is a year in which we need all hands on deck. Our culture is at risk, our nation is floundering in many ways, and we cannot wait. There's a need for real and positive action right now, and we need every single one of us in the fray. And you may look at yourself and think that you're somehow not qualified, or that your background holds you back. Nah. Look at the machine gun preacher. Try to tell me that again. So get off the couch and get in the fray. You find your purpose, and when you do, you'll never get worn out. I mean, you'll get tired, but you'll never get worn out. Because the first person who finds their purpose and puts their hands to it, that's a person who sleeps at night. That's a person who makes a difference, even if it's only a little bit at a time. So yeah. Machine Gun Preacher, check it out. It's a great story. But what it tells me is to tell you, get in the fight. 2025 is coming, and we have a country to take back. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.